Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled Relentless Gospel.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the one who brings good news, who heralds peace, brings happiness, proclaims salvation, and tells Zion, "Your God is King." Listen, your watchmen raise their voices, they shout for joy together, for they see the Lord face to face as he returns to Zion. Break into shouts of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord is consoling his people, redeeming Jerusalem. The Lord bears his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Certainly, Dominic carried the message of salvation across the Montagne Noire in Languedoc, a message echoing Jesus Christ, and a message we still have trouble hearing, as did the people of Dominic's time. For the message of salvation of necessity challenges our assumptions of what will save us and bring us comfort. We don't like these assumptions being challenged, or our contradictions being made public. Famously, Dominic put his footgear on as he entered a town, while the Albigensian preachers took theirs off to impress the townsfolk with their asceticism. A simple distinction between those pious for display and those truly immersed in God. Dominic kept his penance for the night vigils and apparently had secular joy in food, drink, and companionship for the light hours. The enjoyment of life's simple and profound pleasures, expressing his profound faith in the Incarnation, God's making of the world and participation in it, rejected by the heretics. Yes, not only rejected by the heretics, with their austere life and single-minded notions of what was true and holy, it took time to chip away at the accretions of error. In Dominic's age as now, patience with the chipping away of accretions was thinly spread, and even some of Dominic's closest allies took to the path of violent intervention to rid the Languedoc of the heretics. Dominic himself had to leave the area to which he had dedicated so much of his ministry. His mission had collapsed, his preaching was deemed ineffectual, and at the beginning of 1208, he disappears from the historical record. The siege of and massacre in Béziers on 22 July 1208, leading to the loss of near 20,000 lives, was a low point. Another low point was the burning of 140 of the heretics by Simon de Montfort in 1210 in Minerve. Only after these and other terrible episodes, Dominic is summoned to return to the Languedoc in 1211 and continue his mission, now under even harsher circumstances of opposition from the heretics. Yet the seeds had been planted. The women gathered by Dominic's mission in Pruy in 1206 had persisted. That powerhouse of prayer supported Dominic's rebuilding of the mission, such a rebuilding that the citizens of Béziers wanted him as their bishop in 1212. Dominic's friendship with de Montfort may also have helped stay de Montfort's hand from further excesses. The good news is so often rejected because we take comfort in the violent old ways of doing things. Yet those feet are persistent, and the sowing of the words of grace ceaseless, so that eventually frail shoots ceaselessly sprouting from the seeds will break open the hardest ground and find room to flourish and bear fruit. We look at the various old ways of violence which are now more and more readily visible to us in the mass media. We see the viciousness of social media and the growing insularity and nationalisms that plague a vastly connected humanity. And we might wonder whether our message, our preaching, could ever make a difference to the walls being built, the governments plundered by corruption, the inequalities of wealth and means leading to its own cycle of violence. We can then take courage from our Father Dominic, the preacher who suffered much disappointment, not to give up, only to await the chance to cross the mountains and sow the seeds of the gospel relentlessly. If ever there is a contemporary phrase to add to veritas, laudare, predicare, benedicere, contemplare alias tradere, it is relentlessly sow the gospel. As Dominican family, relying on each other's ministry, we renew ourselves in the relentless sowing, becoming in turn the ones bringing good news. God rules.